The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio, Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, mate.
Mate, how you going? How's that bottle of red before the show going for you?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I'm only joking.
I had my COVID jab, first COVID jab yesterday.
Oh, this is why. And how did it go?
It went well. Like, I have to say, I wasn't in and out like 15 minutes or 20-odd minutes like you were. I was probably there for 45 minutes, including the 15-minute wait time.
Well, that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
That, I wouldn't be complaining at that. That's great.
But I owe you an apology as well. You remember yesterday when I was paying you out on that, that monstrosity of a wallet that I see sitting right there on the desk, which is about 3 inches thick. And I bragged about, not carrying around a wallet.
Oh.
Do you know what you need when you get your vaccination?
Your Medicare card.
Yeah. So, of course, I did not have that.
Oh, what happened? Obviously,
they let me in anyway.
They let you through.
So there you go.
So, any side effects?
No, so far. Arm feels good.
Sorry, I didn't even ask if I can go into your medical information.
Yeah, no, go for it.
No, it was fine.
No, feeling tip top.
Wow.
So wait to see how the next one goes.
Oh, so you'll cop it on the second one then.
Yeah.
No, I'm only joking.
And now, let's talk McGowan and New South Wales. Mm. I mentioned Gladys Berejiklian, and McGowan's not happy.
McGowan is not happy. He's accused the New South Wales government, and let's face it, when he says the New South Wales government, he means Gladys, of being arrogant for refusing to learn from other states, like us here in WA, which have been able to crush and kill the Delta variant of COVID. So New South Wales yesterday recorded 239 new cases, a record high, their worst day since the pandemic began. This is sure to be a hot topic at National Cabinet today where, awkward, Mark McGowan and Gladys Berejiklian will be looking at each other. Mark McGowan has said, look, the latest tightening of restrictions over in New South Wales doesn't go far enough. We need harsher restrictions. Over there, the army's being brought in to try to help police the restrictions and try to get a handle on these case numbers, which are just going up and up and up, it seems, despite the fact that the restrictions have been in place. Now, whether all people are abiding by these restrictions, that's another thing, hence why perhaps the army has been brought in to show how serious this is.
Yeah, it's a real crazy sign that that's what's necessary to get people to do the right thing, to
look
protect
at places
themselves.
Like WA and South Australia, very compliant, it's a different attitude. But this is no surprise that in New South Wales, they've been sold on this, we can live with the virus type of line. We can contact trace, we can isolate limited areas, limited inconvenience. Whereas we have been somehow conditioned to fear the bejesus out of this thing. And so, when Daddy McGowan says stay at home, we stay at home.
Exactly.
He says put on a mask, we put on a mask.
Exactly.
Gladys says, oh, look, I'm not sure if you are essential or not essential. Is there any surprise that they're having some dramas?
And it's also different from one area to the next. So some suburbs are in full lockdown, some suburbs are in half lockdown, and people travel between them all.
Some suburbs can have a single buddy, some suburbs can't have a single buddy.
Confusing.
A single buddy can come from here, but they can't come from there.
Yeah.
They're going to invent a bloody Tinder for their COVID single buddy system there. Oh, are you from that local government area or this one? Yes, you're available. No, you're not available.
Well, it's like they've tried as hard as they can not to do a lockdown. And as a result, well, we're seeing the result. It's terrible. We'll wait and see. I spoke to a couple of medical experts yesterday and, they think it's going to be months.
I reckon Christmas until we would even look at perhaps opening the border.
That's my guess.
The jelly bean jar guess, let's say Christmas.
Yeah. Well, even if they'll think they're doing great if they get down to 10 or 15 new cases a day. But there's no way McGowan's going to open the borders if there's 10 or 15 cases.
No. He, hasn't our thing been it needs to be zero cases for 28 days? I mean, I think there have been cases rules have been relaxed slightly. But we're still not open to South Australia. There's still people from WA who were in South Australia have come back and are in home quarantine, even though there have been no new cases in South Australia that have popped up and they've tested negative and the like. So, we're much more heavy-handed here.